You're listening to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton Studio today. Really excited as it's starting to warm back up and we're starting to think about those spring thoughts and putting winter a little bit behind us. If we're talking about increasing organic matter in soils, it's something that doesn't necessarily happen overnight, but wow, we've really been excited about what's happened over our generation of farming. On our farm, we've seen our soil organic matter levels going up and productivity going up and a lot of good qualities there. But curious to hear what's happening on your farm and what you're shooting for. Our phone lines again are open at 844-44-AG-PHD. Got Dave on with us right now over in Minnesota. Dave, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks. And you?
Doing quite well. Thanks for joining us. Want to talk a little about organic matter. What are you seeing for organic matter levels on your farm? What's happened over the time you've been farming the ground?
Well, I've kind of a poster child case where I took over the farmland of St. Olaf College here in Northfield. It had had 30 years of continuous corn with moldboard plowing and significant erosion and depletion of organic matter. So student researchers found organic matters in that 1 to 1.7% when I took over. So it was my mission to build organic matter through no-till and strip-till. And so far we're having pretty good results, not just guessing at the results, but the students are out there doing research projects as a part of their senior capstone work, and a lot of it has to do with organic matter in the soil. So they're verifying that we are definitely on the upward slope.
That is really cool. Now, I know for our farm, we talk about the water holding capacity where we're at in a drier part of the country. You're a little ways further east. You get a little bit more moisture than we do. And in a lot of cases, people think, oh, man, Minnesota, heavy black soils. What are the soils like in your area, and why is this organic matter such a big goal for you?
Well, it is a fact that we have the heavier soils, forest soils and some prairie soils, and there is a good strata of nice productive soil that we have, loamy black soils. However, the ability to hold water is significantly degraded when the organic matter is down there through degraded from heavy tillage and so on. So it's my thought that here in Minnesota we have plentiful rainfall at times, and then once in a while we run into a flash drought in that August and September time when
yes.
The crops are finishing. And without the water holding capacity, that can be a very stressful time for crop.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk a lot about how important August rains are in this part of the country for achieving soybean yields, or basically that last month and a half of soybean growth. We need moisture, and you're right. If we can hold it in the soil, we aren't so beholden to catching rain at just the right time.
Yeah. In addition, we have a great deal of drainage tile that has gone in and is continuing to go in. And when people ask me while I'm out presenting about farming, well, what about tile drainage? And I think if we can state that we're building organic matter, which is a great vehicle to hold nutrient and water in the soil instead of sloughing it out through the tile lines, that's a real plus in the images that people have about farming.
You know, that's one thing that's interesting. Brian talks about this a lot, too, when he gets questioned about drain tile. His first go-to is, well, I'm only putting tile in if I can get more yield. And if I get more yield, how much more water am I going to use? You know, I'm going to use more of that water. I'm going to hold more of that water because now I've got my root system going deeper and I can build organic matter in my soil. And you're right. It's not just, well, here's one piece and it operates independently of everything else. It just manages water. It really does allow our plants a better chance to grow. It allows our soils a better chance to hold hold maximum capacity of water and so forth in there too. So yeah, I like that approach. That's really good. And it's kind of neat too, Dave, that you got a college right there and they're out digging around and checking your work. So do you feel under a little bit of pressure out there, or are you just pretty proud because you know you're making the right choices?
No, I'm a retired educator, so I've never felt that students digging around in my ground is anything less than a really great learning experience for them, as well as for me. So I welcome people to come out and take a look at what I'm doing and ask questions. It's a great vehicle for me to make better decisions based on their research. And sometimes, well, for example, we tiled a field, a 20-acre field, and the St. Olaf students had done organic matter research for 4 years before that. And with one significant tillage event to level out the tile lines, we lost 0.5% of organic matter in one spring time of aggressive tillage to straighten out the field. And that was surprising and kind of disheartening for me.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and we hear about that. You're not the first person that's told me that we can make one big bad choice, or which doesn't necessarily seem to be bad, but the way the weather plays out and everything else, it could turn bad, and it can really set you back for a long time. And I think about where you're at and where you're talking about farming. There's so many farmers that I talk to that say, well, hey, the moldboard plow is just what you have to do in our soils. We've got heavy soils. You have to do that to farm. You've got to blacken things up. But then I see what you're doing and how it's going completely against the grain, and which really draws me to it, that, okay, when you got the guts to try something different based on principles that are sound, you can make a difference. Are you seeing other farmers in your area that are converting and trying to do more the way you are?
Oh, it's kind of a slow process.
So farmers don't like to change where you're at, just like here. We don't like to. I know Brian and me, we're probably the guys that change more than anybody else, but it's still hard every time we have to change.
Yeah, well, I've been no-tilling for about 23 years. And I'm beginning to see more and more of my farmer colleagues who are looking at what I'm doing. I've mentored probably a dozen people through the process of moving to strip till, most of them from states other than Minnesota. But there are a few who take a look at the no-till soybeans that I plant, and they think, jeepers, if I can get by without doing all that fall tillage, I'm going to do it and save money in the process. I just worked with a neighbor of mine who went out and bought a nice no-till drill, and this fall was the first fall that he did not rip his corn ground, and he said, it just feels weird not to be out dragging the ripper around.
Yeah, I see that even on our own farm. When Brian and I started doing a lot less tillage, my dad was from an area where heavy tillage and black soils were exactly what you had to do. And when he would see the corn stalk sticking up in next year's soybean crop, he's just like, oh, I know you guys are probably on the right track here, but it's still hard for me to look at.
Yeah. Well, something that the St. Olaf students have found is that with tillage comes the need to do more tillage in some of the heavier soils, and even in some of the lighter soils that I farm. It becomes apparent that if you're working that ground hard, it's going to show signs of needing more tillage. And what they explore is something called aggregate qualities of the soil, aggregate stability. And what that does is to allow planters and various other tools to put the seed in the ground much easier than if it has been worked and worked and the soil is compacted.
I agree with you, Dave. And I like a lot of things about what you said. We're going to have to explore that in another conversation. I've been talking to Dave over in Minnesota about reducing tillage and increasing organic matter. Thanks a lot, Dave. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.